Electricity Minister Jose Nzue Ramokgopa says stage 6 load shedding was necessary due to the failure to conduct planned maintenance.
Part of the reason why we are where we are as a country in relation to the deterioration of the generating capacity was that we have not been sticking to planned maintenance, we have not been sticking to philosophy maintenance.
He was briefing the media on Tuesday on the return of stage 6 load shedding. Ramokgopa says there is no shortcut to ending load shedding. Eskom announced stage 6 load shedding on Monday, saying it will be implemented until further notice. This was because of an increase in planned maintenance and the loss of another two generation units.
And that also had to do with the fact that Eskom's balance sheet was severely compromised. There was little resources to invest on the maintenance side. And what had been happening over a period of time is that the units have been exploited without the necessary maintenance, planned maintenance, philosophy maintenance. And that has caught up with us. And that's why we are in the situation where we find ourselves in.
The minister added that in the short term, load shedding will be intensified.
But with the fiscal relief that was provided for by the National Treasury, the 254 billion rand of fiscal support given to Eskom, part of the conditions was that the Eskom needs to invest heavily on the maintenance side. One, we are going to stick to planned maintenance. We are going to stick to philosophy maintenance. We do accept that in the short term, is going to result into, if you like, the possibility of intensified load shedding. I'm saying that possibility because if that ramped up planned maintenance and philosophy maintenance is accompanied by unplanned capacity loss factor, that is the other units that are tripping as and when, then it means that there will be an intensification of load shedding, and which is essentially the situation that we find ourselves in.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.